Presenting a feature podcast. Creating a radio revolution.
You're with Wes Taylor. I have on the phone with me David Hardy. Just a little bit of background on David. Local Shire boy, brought up in the Shire, went to school in the Shire. Applied to Disney out of school. Did some illustrations on some Disney movies for a few years. And recently completed his first children's book. And we're going to go to David Hardy on the phone right now. Are you there, David?
Yes, I am. How are you going, Wes?
Yeah, very well, thanks, mate. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
That's the way, buddy. Look, I've just given a little bit of a background for you. You probably heard that. Would you just like to tell me about your days in school and how you became interested in art or penmanship or drawing?
Yeah, well, ever since I can remember, little kid, always drawing, always holding a pencil, taking a drawing pad everywhere I went, always been interested in art, not really the just the practical side of it mostly, not really the history that much. Yeah, I've just always had a passion for drawing and yeah, and I just followed that in life and I'm still doing it today.
Where did you go to school, David?
I went to Sylvania Public School when I was younger and then off to Sylvania High for that.
How did your drawing develop? So you had a natural talent for it, I would assume?
Yeah, just playing around with different styles and it wasn't until later when I got my job at Disney where you learn the fundamentals of, you know, construction and thinking about what's happening, you know, on the other side. And, yeah, it's just mainly, like, when I was younger, just starting off with line drawings, but then not really thinking about, you know, the form behind drawings.
So in high school, would you say your drawing became more mature? Did you do art classes in high school?
Yeah, did art all throughout my school. But, yeah, it was just mainly just drawing. I just loved drawing. Tried a little bit of painting as well, but always had a passion for it, and obviously my skills grew as I got older.
Okay, so a little bit of structure in high school, had a passion for drawing. You've told me before a little bit about how you applied for Disney. That was straight out of school, is that correct?
Not straight out. I went to uni straight after school, did Bachelor of Design, just did the first year of that. Realised then that it wasn't really what I was into. Like, I just wanted to draw and be creative, where nothing against, you know, the course itself, but it just wasn't me. And so from then on, I applied for a graphic arts job, designing and illustrating for poker machines, the designs of the characters and stuff like that. And then from then on, I went on to Disney.
Tell me about the application process for Disney. And I'll try and paint a bit of a picture here. Indigenous lad, living in the Shire, going to Sylvania Heights Public School, is that correct?
Yep, just Sylvania Public.
Sylvania Public School. Yep. Did a design course at university. And then all of a sudden you decide to apply for Disney. How did that come about?
I saw an ad in the paper. I thought I was in above my head. Like, I didn't think I'd even come close. I thought I'd submit my resume and portfolio anyway. And about a couple of weeks later, they contacted me saying, you know, we love your stuff. Can you draw Mickey and Goofy doing, you know, in different poses, doing different stuff? And yeah, then they send back another, you know, task for me to do. There was about five different tasks, like different levels that once you get through, you got to get to the next thing. And yeah, and then I had to go in for an interview and a couple of months later, I was in there doing my traineeship.
Hey, where were David Hardy? He's just talking us through his application process to become an illustrator for Disney. What movies or what films did you work on with Disney, David?
I've worked on 12 feature films. Some of those are Peter Pan, Return to Neverland, Bambi 2, Lady and the Tramp 2. Lady and the Tramp 2 was my first film that I started on as a trainee. Also, Tarzan 2, Lilo and Stitch 2, The Lion King 3, which is the Timon and Pumbaa story. The list goes on. Ariel's Beginning, yep, Fox and the Hound.
Okay, so you've just listed some Disney films that you've illustrated for. So just tell me a little bit about the process of actually of illustrating a Disney film. Did you do that overseas? Is it done in Australia? Is that industry in Australia? Just sort of walk me through that a little bit, please.
Well, there was a studio, which is unfortunately closed down now, in Sydney, where all the illustrations, all the colouring, everything, all the backgrounds, you know, we did everything from start to finish. Yeah. That was...
So where was that at?
That was right near Central Station.
So local?
Yeah.
And that's not there anymore?
No, unfortunately. Okay. Yeah, when I got to do two films overseas in the Philippines, where I was clean-up animation director / supervisor. During that time over there, the US saw that we were doing great work over there for cheaper, so they decided to close the studio down here in Sydney.
Okay. And you lost your position then at that time, or...?
Yeah, well, when I... because I was fortunate. I got another 2 years longer than everyone else because I had the gig overseas as well. So, yeah, but once I came back to Australia, my Disney career was, you know, out, over. So, yeah, that's when I decided to pick up, you know, writing and do my children's book.
We're talking to David Hardy, Disney illustrator, Indigenous man, brought up in the Shire, and just released his first book. How are you, David? Still with me?
Yep, still here, mate.
Okay, so One Door Shuts, Disney illustration sort of goes to America, the Sydney studio, I suppose you'd call it, closes down. David Hardy's out of a job. One door closes, another door opens. You decide to write a children's book. Would you like to talk to me about that?
Yeah, well, just still wanting to be creative, and I thought I'd challenge myself with something different that I hadn't done before. I'd had my first child, Caden, and, yeah, basically he inspired me to write my children's book.
Okay. And when did you start writing that?
I started writing, would have been about two years ago.
Yep. And you've picked up a publisher. Can you just explain, you know, walk me through that process of what was your thought process when you decided, I'm going to write a children's book, this is going to be the story? Like, can you walk me down that road, please, mate?
Yeah, well, I wasn't really sure about how I was going to get it out and published. I hadn't thought about that. I just, you know, with, you know, a lot of artists, if they have something in them or an idea, they just go ahead and do it and worry about how they're going to go about it later on.
Yep.
So I was writing and started sketching, and funnily enough, my cousin from Perth was over. He does a lot of education with Indigenous kids through music, and there was a big artist festival at the Opera House, and he got talking to one of the head publishers of Magabala Books, and they were keen to speak with me, and yeah, so I sent in my manuscript, and they were, you know, nice enough to accept it.
That's wonderful, mate. Now, talk me through the story. What's the title of your book?
The title's called Alfie's Search for Destiny.
We've mentioned before it's a children's book. Would you like to briefly talk us through the story of Alfie?
Yeah, sure. Alfie's a young Indigenous boy. He's not really sure about how, like, his position in life, like, why is he here? And so he decides to go searching for that and not really knowing, like, exactly what he's searching for. So he comes across a lot of, you know, Australian native wildlife, like kangaroos, lizards, koalas, and all across Australia. He got to the point where he did... thought his adventure had failed. He didn't know what he was doing. So, missing his family, he decided to go back home. And once he saw his family, and he knew that's where he belonged. So, it's a bit of a deep story, but it's done in a fun rhyming way where kids can enjoy it, and yep, it's got lots of bright colours. Yeah.
Is Alfie based on anyone, David?
Well, the name Alfie is one of my cousins. He lives out in Wilcannia, so I don't see him very often. But it was just one of those names that, you know, it kind of sticks out. It's different from, you know, anything else. But the actual characters themselves, it has a little bit of me, I suppose.
That's what I was getting at. Thank you.
Yeah, a little bit of me. Like, you know, growing up is, you know, kind of daunting. You don't know where you're going to be or what you're going to be doing. So, yeah.
And the image of Alfie, it's fair to say that it's based on your son, Caden.
Yeah, that's correct. Yep.
And I've seen the book, and the illustrations are very Disney. What would I say? What's the right word? Disney inspired. Is that a fair comment?
It is, yeah. I mean, drawing in a style that you have to, like, for work, and it just becomes a part of you, you know, your drawing techniques, like, it's hard to shake off. But I've done it in a way where it is an Indigenous boy with a lot of, you know, his loincloth and, you know, his spear and stuff like that in an Australian setting. So, yeah, I was learning a lot along the way as well.
Yeah, you would. This is, like I said, this is your first attempt at writing a book, so it is a learning process for you. Plans for further books?
Yeah, I've written another Alfie story. It's called Alfie's Big Wish, which I hope will be released next year. So yeah, I'm looking at, you know, sticking with Alfie for a little while. The second book would be a lot easier now that I know what I'm doing.
Yes, yeah, of course.
A little bit of trial and error on the first one, but I'll just keep going with it for a little while. I don't want to, you know, overpower it, but yeah.
So where do you see yourself in 5 years' time, David?
Well, feels like a job interview. I don't know, just being creative, wherever that be. I'm always doing portraits and caricatures, and I just love the drawing side of things, so something creative.
Plans for other books other than the Alfie sequel, or is there a series of Alfie books in mind, or plans for other book ideas?
Well, I've been approached by a couple of other authors to maybe do some work with them, so
collaborations?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, okay.
And a couple of, you know, book covers and, you know, just anything creative, anything keeps me drawing and keeps me paid.
Yeah, that's a, well, two good outcomes. You've recently had a book launch for your first book. Just tell me how that went.
Oh, that was a great day. It was a long day, but a great day. That was at my son's school, at Sylvania Heights Public School. They all dressed up in red, all the kids and teachers all dressed up in red because that's the main character's clothing, Alfie. So, yeah, and I had a book signing and, you know, a bit of media here. I was in NITV News and, yeah, it was great to share the day with you also, Wes.
Thank you very much. It was my great pleasure being there, David. You're a credit to your family and what you're doing. Well done. Is there anything else you'd like to add, mate, before we finish the interview up?
Well, if anyone is interested in looking at some of my work, I have a Facebook page where you can view some of my work, which is David Hardy Illustration. And, yeah, you know, just have a look at some of my work.
David, thank you very much for having a chat to us. We really appreciate it. Your book is very, very, very good. I've had a glance through it, and it is a good story. It's wonderfully illustrated. You're with Wes Taylor. I've been speaking to David Hardy. David, thank you very much for joining us, mate. It's been an absolute pleasure meeting you and an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thanks very much, buddy.
Thanks very much, mate.